Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. This week, we have one of the greatest adventure movies ever made. It's The Adventures of Robin Hood. Now, while there have been loads of adaptations of the story, this remains the best-known and beloved version of it, and that's for several reasons. First, there's the cast, led by Errol Flynn. Now, while he is always cited as the definitive Robin, he wasn't the first choice. Actually, James Cagney, whom we recently saw in Angels with Dirty Faces, was to play Robin, but he left the studio due to a contract dispute. In addition, there's Olivia de Havilland, in her third of nine movies with Errol Flynn, Claude Rains, Basil Rathbone, and Alan Hale Sr., all equally definitive in their roles. Next, there's the great musical score by Eric Wolfgang Korngold. Its influence in the adventure genre has been cited for decades, particularly by John Williams for his Star Wars and Indiana Jones scores. Then there's the excellent action and dueling scenes, including actors actually getting hit by arrows. No CGI back then. Stuntmen were given extra protection and extra cash to take arrow hits from archer Howard Hill. Well, I guess it beats the Tommy guns that they used in the gangster flicks. And there's the fine Technicolor cinematography, beautifully capturing the California locations, including a couple that were used in Douglas Fairbanks' 1922 version of the story. Hey, if it works, reuse it. The Adventures of Robin Hood was an unusual project for Warners at the time, being a big-budget period piece in color. But it paid off handsomely, with great reviews and fine box office. It won three Oscars for art direction, editing, and Korngold's music, but it lost Best Picture to Frank Capra's You Can't Take It With You. However, the movie did get another honor. It was later added to the National Film Registry in 1995. Now, in addition to our feature, we have a couple of cartoons. It seems the crew at Termite Terrace made two cartoons spoofing Robin Hood. Both are very funny, and we just couldn't choose between them, so we're going to have them both. Rabbit Hood, with Bugs Bunny and a very special guest cameo, and Robin Hood Daffy, featuring Daffy Duck and Porky Pig. Both of these cartoons were written by Michael Maltese, and both were directed by Chuck Jones. Now, once again, we really want to hear feedback from you. You can post your comments on the Facebook page, you can call us at 908-754-7885, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And if you missed any of our previous movies, we still have the links to them, and to the intros from Mr. Film Historian here, on our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And if you prefer physical media, our DVD collection includes this movie, which comes along with a second disc with a lot of extras, as well as two or three other versions of the story. Now, we don't have the Costner version or Men in Tights in our collection, but we can get them for you through interlibrary loan. Just talk to the reference librarian about that. Well, thanks very much for stopping by. We always appreciate our audience. And now, all from Warner Brothers. From 1949, here's Rabbit Hood. From 1958, here's Robin Hood Daffy. And from 1938, here's The Adventures of Robin Hood. Hope you enjoy them. Yikes, and away! Crunch!